This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. A short work for viola and piano has its world premiere tonight as part of Tanglewood's online music festival. Acclaimed black composer Ulysses Kay wrote it some 80 years ago. WBUR's Andrea Shea finds out why it's taken so long for it to be performed.
Speaking through a mask in an empty symphony hall, violist Mary Ferrillo says she's always searching for music that gives her instrument a chance to shine.
Usually the key word is viola, solo, with piano, not with piano.
A few months ago, the Boston Symphony Orchestra musician stumbled on a sonatine with piano and wanted to share it with other violists.
The joke of the viola is that we don't really get to express it very often, so it's really lovely to see a composer, and especially as such a young composer, really recognize that there's that potential in the instrument.
Composer Ulysses Kay wrote it in his early 20s.
It is compact. It's just under 5 minutes. Just the first page alone feels like such a joyous expression of romanticism and youth.
Born in 1917 to a musical family, Kay went on to write more than 140 works during his career for orchestra, solo instruments, dance, film, opera, and TV. He also studied at Tanglewood in 1941. Ferrillo wanted his artistic voice to be included in the festival's recital series and contacted the American Composers Alliance for performance rights. They wrote back thrilled and added,
"Oh, and if you play it, just let us know because it'll probably be a world premiere." And I immediately just spiraled into nervousness.
But Ferrillo wondered why the sonatine, written in 1939, hasn't been available until now. Turns out another violist discovered it back in the 80s as a student at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, where Kay also went.
I actually tend to joke around about myself as being a triple affected class, being black, female, and a violist.
Juliet White-Smith was digging through the school's library for viola music by black composers.
Lo and behold, there were pieces by a handful, maybe four or five composers, on the shelves by black composers, and two of these pieces were by Ulysses Kay.
The sonatine that Ferrillo would eventually fall for more than a decade later, and his sonata that White-Smith wanted to play, jumped to 1993 when she mustered the courage to call Ulysses Kay.
He was shocked, and he said, "Where did you find this music?" He said, "I don't even have copies of these." So he was really pleased that someone was performing them.
He died 2 years later. White-Smith eventually learned Kay withdrew the sonatine from his portfolio, but never destroyed it. Now a professor at Ohio State University, she helped get it published, and Ferrillo finally performed it for tonight's Tanglewood debut.
It sounds sweeping. The lines are long and very beautiful.
It's almost as if he were hanging out outside the viola practice rooms or something and getting inspiration.
The composer's daughter, Virginia Kay, can't wait to listen to a piece that illuminates her father's early years. She remembers hearing his mature work at concerts in New York when she was growing up.
I understood that he was very much at the top of his field, but a small field with very high gates, so to speak. He had scaled the gates.
Ulysses Kay was always working, she recalls, during the day at Broadcast Music Incorporated and at night composing in his home studio. Early in his career, he didn't feel the need to define his artistic expression as black music, she says, as many of the pioneers in his field did.
But towards the end of his career, he was very clear about that it was African-American insofar as it was his creation.
Kay points to her father's opera about Frederick Douglass that premiered in 1991. Living through the civil rights era and being married to an activist and freedom writer influenced Kay. And while he shared stage stages with the greats of his day, his daughter says over time, his compositions haven't been performed widely. Professor Juliet White-Smith wants to change that.
His orchestral works were premiered by major orchestras, major conductors, New York Phil and Leonard Bernstein, Chicago Symphony. The fact that his name, like many other Black American artists, is not mainstream is a sad thing for our country.
The violist hopes the premiere of a 5-minute rediscovered work will introduce audiences to Ulysses Kaye, while also bringing people together in a time of civil struggle, because she says that's what art is supposed to do. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.